Welcome to the show.
This guy got a mistletoe belt on.
Gosh, that is bad.
The whole plane smells like weed.
Those were the days.
It's a joke, you idiot.
Looked in the mirror, I'm like,
good old innocent fun. Welcome back, everybody, to Troublemakers, the podcast where each week we bring on a guest and they tell crazy stories about their lives. I'm your host, Dylan Krasinski, coming to you from a beautiful day in Astoria, Queens. With me, as always, is my enigmatic co-host, my number two, the man with the plan, Mr. Ray Zawadny.
Oh, Dylan, thank you so much for that lovely introduction. And more importantly than thanking you, I want to thank everybody that has been checking us out on YouTube, watching our full video episodes, or the people just sticking around for the short reels and the shorts on YouTube. If you are one of our audio listeners, we thank you as well for tuning in. If you are on one of those Spotify platforms or Apple Pods, or I don't even know if there's any more, Dylan.
Oh, you know what we should tell them? This is what I texted you about this.
I don't get texts.
Yeah, I know. You never respond. Instead of leaving a review on our audio episodes, dude, leave a comment on the YouTube. You know?
Either or, just
leave
a
comment.
Give us some engagement. And here's the thing.
If you're a little comment on the YouTube video.
If you're going to engage, if it's a rating, I want 5 stars, nothing less. Or if it's a comment, I want something positive. If I do go out there and I check pretty fucking, I check more frequently than I check my text. You can ask Dylan.
True.
And I will find out where you live. I'm gonna come to your house when you're sleeping. I'm gonna check your car and make sure you don't have any car seats, or make sure that you aren't a woman, because I will not hurt women and children. But I am going to cut your brake lines.
Wow.
Anyways, moving right along, we got a fantastic guest on the podcast that we're happy to have here, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Stone.
Wow, live studio audience, man. I get so nervous. I wish you guys would have told me everyone was gonna be here. I'll tell you this. You leave a negative comment, you, or my friend, are a sweet man. You leave a negative comment on my YouTube, I go break into your car. I don't do much. I unbuckle your kid's car seat. That's
oh,
it. And I don't
wow.
tell you. You just don't know. And then one day, you're in a car accident, and the thing you love more than anything is taken from you.
That is dark.
So you will.
That is dark.
You know what? I give a threat at the beginning of every episode. That's the first time somebody joined in. So thank you.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, man. First of all, nice. I go on other people's who I like. I read their comments. Then I follow those guys. And then I come up with plans on how to take them out. So there's no motive. Now I say, I do that. I do that for you.
I appreciate that.
Maybe you do that for me. No one knows where it's coming from.
A little back scratch situation.
Strangers on a train, you know?
Strangers on a train.
Situation.
I love when you have somebody jump in before you can on a negative comment, like a stranger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're like, actually, fuck you. He is funny. And I'm like,
yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We got supporters.
Can I tell you a story? I hate to just jump right in.
No, we love a jump right in, Greg.
This is hot and fresh. This is a hot and fresh story for you.
I love it.
So far that, you know, I don't know how funny it is, but it is very real, and it is what we are talking about. So I don't know how to set this up, but all right, I'll just tell you, this was a bad show I did once.
Okay.
Upstate New York, I'm doing this bad show. These women in the front, and the whole table is hammered, like screaming. At one point, I took their phones, because they were just like on their phone, like calling other people, being like, I'm watching this comedian. You want to hear him? And I went, like, it's one of the two that they were kind of on board, they also like just sucked and they were ruining the show for everyone.
Yeah.
So I took their phones. I brought them on stage. I said, no more phones. And I go, and if you scream or you comment, for every time you comment, I'm going to smash one of the phones. I took all of their phones and I put them on stage. And I go, I'm going to start breaking people's phones. And then they started going crazy. They couldn't be controlled. And I was like, oh, I can't break their phones.
Yeah.
Right? So I threw them out. I said, you guys got to leave. I'm sorry, you're going to leave. And they wouldn't leave. So I went, okay. So I took their phones and I brought them. This is all wireless mic. Brought the phones outside of the showroom. And then they went to get them and I locked them out. Right? So I just locked them out. Right? So that's a story. As this is happening, this guy in the crowd is screaming and he's yelling, crowd work them. Crowd work them. And I go, what are you talking? Crowd work them? That is not a thing I've ever heard anyone say. And I go, but do you even know what you're talking about? You didn't know comedy? He goes, I like Sam Morril. I like Mark Norman. A crowd work them. Like, that was like his end. And I was like, first of all, Sam and Mark would hate you. You suck. And he goes, he's screaming. He goes, you can't even handle some women hecklers. And I went, sir, who the fuck? I'm like, now I'm screaming at this guy.
Yeah.
This whole thing exploded. And I go, you are now ruining the show. You don't like comedy. You're ruining comedy for everyone else. And he was like, no. I said, no one here likes you. No one. Not a single person here likes you. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, and I put my thumbs up and I went, thumbs up, he stays. Thumbs down.
You You gladiator
out. And they, I thumbs up, boo. Thumbs down, standing ovation. And I said, I went, seize that man. And people got up and they like threw this guy out.
Oh my God.
Right? So they throw this fucking guy out. He's screaming. He's having, he's being a fucking dick. It sucks, right? That is just one star. That is just part. I'm sorry, this is a two-parter.
No, this is
two-parter. I was on Jim and Sam is a radio show on Sirius, right? I'm on this show. Shout out to them. I love those guys. And here's what I did. Let me tell you this. I don't know how long you're doing. I don't know how long you're doing comedy. Am I older than you? I'm guessing I'm older and I've been doing comedy.
How old are you?
42.
Yeah, I'm been doing 35. Comedy like 20 years. And yeah, like 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Same. So if I could give you some advice,
yeah,
do not do what I did, which is I went online and I typed into Reddit, Greg Stone. And then it was like, let's see if anything's going on about Greg Stone. And in the Jim and Sam page, there's just this whole thread of Greg Stone sucks. And I'm like, here's the thing, though. I'm not a guy you'll hate. I'm a guy you might not find funny, but I don't see myself as someone. I'm proud of a lot of things of who I am. And I think that I'm not usually a guy someone would viscerally hate.
Yeah.
Because I'm not famous enough, and I don't say enough things that people like. I'm not really edgy, right? Yeah. Except if you want to kill a kid in a car seat. That might be.
But they drew first blood in that situation.
They did.
They drew
first blood. Bad comment.
They drove you to it.
Right. So I'm on and I'm reading the comments and it's like him and a bunch of people just being like, this guy sucks. He's a narcissist. Call me a narcissist, which if you know me at all, it's like, I'm a lot of things, right? I'm a horrible lover. I'll steal. You don't even know what I'm walking out of this apartment with. Okay. Podcasts don't pay. They pay me.
I got some stuff you can steal. You know, there's a couple of VHS tapes back there. Found them in a garbage can. So you could take one.
So I'm like, all right. So I'm reading this thing, and then far into the comments, and my soul is destroyed. I'm kind of like, man, maybe I'm too much on that show. Maybe I go on, and I'm like thinking about changing comedy. I'm like, maybe I shouldn't do this, blah, 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 blah. Six comments in, I see the original poster write. I saw him live one time. He threw these women. He couldn't even handle these women hecklers. And then it hit me, because he had also messaged about loving Mark and Sam. And I'm like, I wrote, I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. I threw you out of a fucking room because I see everyone in that room hated you. You embarrassed yourself. Yeah. I tell people this story and it gets laughs and you're the Herb, right? and I'm like, holy shit. And then I go, how far does this go? This is 2 years ago. And this guy's still commenting?
Oh my God.
So I start looking at the people he's talking to and they all have like two karma. They have all brand new accounts, which means he created fake accounts.
Oh my God.
To shit on me and then talk to himself about how much he hates me.
Oh my God.
He's a man with a code and you've wronged him and he has made it his life's work.
I will say,
I'll take you down.
You almost have to admire it.
Yeah.
You almost have to admire it.
I'm kind of jealous a little bit. I want one of those.
I think that like he's wants the full Greg. I think I got to show up at this guy's work.
Yeah.
With a gun.
You know what, dude? I got to say, though, I hate how, like inside baseball, everybody that's in an audience tries to be with comedy now. Or certain people, like, crowd work him.
That's not even right.
What?
Sorry.
My least favorite thing, though, is have you ever had an audience member, like, coming in before a show where they see you, like, hey, don't heckle me. And I get infuriated. I stopped explaining it, but I used to get real mad and I'd be like, no. We don't heckle. You do the heckling. The heckling is interrupting the performance. It's not, we don't heckle. What are you talking about? It's not like we came to, you know, where you work with, you know, a gun or whatever Greg wants to do to this guy. But we didn't come there and just start like coming after you. You came here and you're ruining the performance.
Don't heckle me.
You
know,
it's usually a girl. Like, don't heckle me.
It's like a waitress coming up to you, be like, "Don't ask me what I want to eat. Don't take my order.
I'm not going to.
I'm the patron.
It's the reverse. Yeah.
Enjoy your food. You too.
You too, Fries. I don't know. Anyway,
dude, we had a comment. This is my favorite type of comment that hurts me the most are the ones that are not that mean. I showed it to you.
That was it. It was funny.
They're funny.
Yep.
but they also hurt the most.
Like, hey, it's why this is going to happen every fucking episode from now on, by the way.
What? We were talking, we had You'll this hear. Clip get a little bit of views on TikTok for talking about high school reunions, right? Sure. So then every time, sometimes we post about high school and it's so divisive because people are like, I loved high school. And then other people are like, I fucking hated high school and I hate you because you peaked in high
school.
The
nerds.
Yeah. And so then, like, there's all this hate being like, these guys aren't funny, these guys aren't that, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And then there's one comment that's like, talk about peaked in high school. I didn't know that 30-year-olds could wear backwards hats.
That's not what he said. That's not what he said. Because I said something about somebody hanging on to something from 10 years ago. Yeah. And it was actually a quote. And then he said, talk about hanging on to something from 10 years ago. This guy's still in his 30s wearing backwards hats. And it's like, hey, I don't own any frontwards hats. They just don't look good on me.
Yeah, first of all, I love that you don't own any. You go, yeah. Well, I keep buying them. Every time I take them home, they're backwards.
They go backwards. Yeah.
Another one!
If this fucking asshole can tell me where to find a frontwards hat, I'll go buy one. And I'll conform to whatever he wants me to conform to. Until then.
That wasn't even about me and it hurt my feelings. I'll tell you this.
Sorry, man. No, I just cut you right off.
No, go.
There is a backwards hat person.
Yeah.
And if you are a backwards hat person, you are that person for life. Mm-hmm. I tried at, I don't know, 29. I was like, maybe I'm a backwards hat guy.
Yeah.
And my body rejects it. My body, I literally put my hands on my side and the hat itself turned itself right back around to the front.
Yeah.
It said, actually what I am is a floater. I like to float the hat. Tilt it a little bit.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
Like a white wrapper.
Yeah.
I tried doing. Yeah, you are right.
I enjoy that.
You can't just change your stars. Corner.
You can't change your
hat. Born and raised a backwards hat guy.
Goddamn right. You'd have to have a surgery to get that hat going around the other way.
I've always said the same thing about underwear.
Backwards underwear?
No, I try. Oh, well, you ever fuck around and do that?
You can only wear it one way.
That's brutal.
Too much room and tighten the back. Yeah. I love it. It's in the pouch.
You explained it perfectly. Actually,
too much room.
No, I tried switching to tighty whities once, and I was like, maybe I'm a fucking man now, like Dad used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, tighty whities are never.
You can't make that change.
We said that you can only wear tighty whities if you're a child or over 80. That's it.
So I'm a boxer brief guy.
Yeah,
I wore tighty whities. I don't know, like a year ago, and I was hard the whole day. I don't know, something about it got me going. Something made me feel a little sexy or something. I was walking a little taller. I felt like I wanted to rip my pants off and just be like, hello, world.
It's
like a wrestler.
It's testosterone.
It is.
Yeah. It just holds it in.
Yeah. Pure sexual energy.
Yeah, it reminds you of like seventh grade. You know, the last time I wore them, I was just getting boners all the time. You know?
Well, that's what you have those old dudes from, you know, like our parents' generation just used to wear those pretty fucking proudly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get in the mail.
One ball comes out. He's like, you know, he's putting his hand out the window like you do when you're a kid. You're riding the waves, you know, the up and down.
My grandfather used to, he had a pool, a swimming pool, and he would go out there in the morning and do all the like prep work for the pool in his tighty whities, just silver pubes hanging out the top. He was fucking, he was the man.
He was the man.
Probably got to talk to somebody about that, but still, you know.
Silver pubes is.
Is he alive?
No, he's dead. He's dead. No. That's another good one. He left me money.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much?
Is
that weird?
Don't say it out loud because it's the IRS might listen.
Oh, it was
good or bad?
It was $9,999 that he left.
Really?
Yeah. That's the amount for a gift.
Yeah.
right. Sorry.
No, but he did leave me money, but I wouldn't have got. So I hit the ultimate parlay. So a year and a half ago, my dad died. We cut out the middleman.
Yeah.
Grandpa died, leaves me money.
Oh, so your grandpa died after your dad?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's harsh.
No, yeah, no, it sucks, but you know, but there's a silver lining there.
Of course,
if it went down a peg to my dad,
yeah,
he wasn't cutting me in.
Yeah,
you're goddamn right. He's at least
spend that.
Yeah,
he's at least gonna take a tax. He's gonna take a piece.
Uncle Sam takes a piece for sure,
and then another piece,
and then he.
But Uncle your dad was gonna take a piece.
Uncle your dad.
Uncle your dad, you get that thing. Your dad's gonna be like, "Well, I got a new roof, and then my son will have the rest."
Yeah, he was gonna take the lion's share.
Roof, dude. Yeah, Ray's dad would be like, "All right, Ray, I'm gonna put $9,000 on the Commanders, and you know what? We could turn this into $27,000." Nothing.
He would have had a feeling. He would have seen a guy at the bank when he was going to deposit it that had like a Raiders tattoo, and he would be like, "It's an omen." Put it all on the Raiders.
Jimmy G, here we go.
My rent was $1,000 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I went to, I got $500, and rent was due in 2 days. So I looked at my boy, the horse,
stressful.
And I go, "What the fuck?" I was like, "What the fuck?" And he goes, "We could drive to Vegas right now. We could put it all on black. You could have your rent, or you could have nothing. And guys, I'll tell you this right now, not enough rent is no rent. You can't send this guy $500. So I go, fuck it, man. Let's do it. We drive, we get in the car, we drive right in Atlantic City. I put it all on black. Comes up all red. Lost $500. We got back in the car. We went upstairs. I went, hey, I guess we got to figure this out.
Oh, that's brutal.
Grand opening, grand closing. I really thought that my life was a TV show where I won in the end.
Yeah.
You were like believing in God and shit. You're like, I know he's not going to let this happen to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I look at my life now and I go, you know what? This will just be the interesting part of my biopic. You know, this is what people care about. I hate when they're successful in a biopic.
Oh, right.
Like, I love Straight Outta Compton, but once they get famous, I turn it off. I'm like, I'm not interested.
You like The Rise?
Yeah, I like The Rise.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this, though. I put $500 down and I win. Mm-hmm. I now have a gambling addiction. Immediately. Yeah, that is go, well, this is how I make money now.
Yeah, now you don't worry about shit ever.
Yeah.
Wait, $1,000 for rent? I have $25. Give me 4 hours.
I'll be back. Yeah. And my life is over. And now I'm not sitting in this room with you guys. Like my whole, I passed somewhere else.
It's fair. Dude, I did. I mean, Ray got me into gambling a year ago.
Yeah.
And then I started doing this. Yeah, I know. Thank you, dude. I started doing a couple months ago, I was trying to do this 10-leg parlay or 10-day parlay to take $10 and to turn it into $10,000.
Wow.
So just doubling your money every day. My first time doing it, I got to day six and I had like, or day five, I had like, $500, $10 to like $500. And then I lost. And I was like, that was so easy. Dude, I never made it past day two. I did it like 12 more times. Wow. Never made it past day two.
Well, if 500.
And it addicts you.
If once you hit 500, if you could have taken like, all right, well, I'm going to take the next 3 weeks of tries and put that aside. That's a thing.
I know. Yeah.
I don't know how to gamble. My family has a crippling. Everyone in my family has a crippling gambling addiction.
Oh, so is mine.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah.
I remember the most money I ever lost on a sports bet to that point. It was when the Patriots played the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And I had the Falcons.
Yeah.
And they were beating them 28-3 in the like third quarter. Like it was like guaranteed. I had like I think it was $500 was the number. And it was at a time when I didn't have that.
Right. Ever. Right, of course. I
mean, still, hey.
Yesterday.
Hey, still. Me too. But dude, I was like walking around planning trips with people. I was like, dude, I was like, you got the Falcons too? Yeah. Fuck, dude, let's go to Vegas next week. I'm getting all excited. And then they collapsed and lost. And I fucking I had to borrow money off somebody.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Brutal.
I've been there. I bet on the Empire in Star Wars. Didn't go well.
Yeah.
But they like, dude, they had a Death Star.
You really thought the dude with the fucking X-Wing is going to get that?
The Rebels were coming in at 5,000 to 1.
Yeah. I mean, you got to.
Dude, you got to.
You can't put money on that. That's a sucker's bet.
Oh, are you crazy? What are the chances of him hitting that fucking shot? Anyway.
Dude, 1,000,000 to 1 that Darth Vader is Luke's father? Fuck no, dude.
Oh, you're taking props?
No, yeah, I'm taking props.
Well, the thing is, I bet my first bet I won because I was like, Obi-Wan's going to die.
Yeah.
And then they killed him. I was like, big payday. Second one, I was like, well, you know. And then, you know, the third one, the Ewoks, they really let me down. You know what I mean? I didn't see those guys coming out of nowhere with big-ass branches smashing metal dog machines. My accent is way heavier on this podcast, and I don't know why.
Where are you from?
I don't even know anymore. Yeah. Like mentally, well, I'm from Jersey. My dad's from the Bronx, so there's always like, I could have been a New Jersey comedian.
Yeah,
That would have been cool.
There was a distinct time. I used to write this joke. This is like, now it's not a good joke, but the old joke was Italian guys, you know, our Italian family, you know. We don't say, my dad would always say something like, Jeet, you go Jeet, and you go, J-E, what the fuck is Jeet? And then you have to slow it down. It was like, did you eat? Like, this whole giant, it was a giant thing, like a giant, I'm doing that bit. And Anthony DeVito, you had him on this podcast.
Yeah.
So me and him went to high school together. We're best friends since
really?
High school.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He looks at me and he goes, if you go down this road, there will be a lot of money, but I cannot follow you. You are going to a place I cannot stand behind. You will be the New Jersey comedian. You will do all of those jokes. And I was like, you're fucking right, man.
Yeah.
And then Sebastian blows up. I'm like, I could have been him. I could have been Sebastian.
Dude, Anthony would have been begging to follow you at that point. He'd be like, come on. I'm in. Dude, yeah, you were 2 months away from doing gay Tony Soprano.
Yeah. I was almost the Comic View white guy.
Yeah? What's that?
Like the so when I started in Pittsburgh, I was able to perform like and do well in front of like black crowds. And
Comic View. I was thinking The View.
Yeah.
Like, what? Sitting next to Rosie.
So yeah. Like they would always usually the black headliners would want a white opener. So like right. I wasn't stepping on any of their shit. And I kind of did step on their shit because I like closed my, this is like 2 years into comedy, but yeah. I closed my set with like a music cue of me. The bit was, I can't even believe I'm telling this.
Yeah, podcast. Do it.
I'm very excited.
But the bit was, it was, I can't listen to rap music when I drive because I start thinking that I'm like too hard.
Right.
So I'll be driving, you know, and then like, and then the music starts playing and I start like dancing and shit. And then like, I get pulled over by the cops, the music stops, and then I say something stupid to the cop, and then that's the fucking joke. And it is terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not thrilled about it.
No.
Two years. Used to fucking kill.
Of course.
It would kill. And I don't know, like, I mean, like a music cue, it's just for some reason set up like the mind is like, you know, just like predisposed to be like, oh, music's playing. That's something interesting. That's funny. You know, this fucking fat white kid is fucking, you know, doing the running man.
Yep.
When he's supposed to be driving.
Never be ashamed because we were all there.
Yeah.
And we all evolved out.
Yeah.
Right. I knew a guy. I mean, I don't want to whatever, but I knew a guy after every set, he'd rip his shirt off. And he was ripped. And so he had to get a new shirt every day. Every two sets in one night. He's like, I got to fucking go to CVS. I got to get a couple. He ripped the shirt. He was ripped. And like there isn't a laugh. It's just he's just showing everybody he's ripped.
They were like, holy shit.
And then I think he used to get laid. And so I'm like, well, I mean, what are we doing this for anyway? It's right? True. Like maybe he cut out the middleman.
It's true.
You know?
You know? So, I mean, at the end of the day, fame, success is all just leads back to companionship, you know? So,
why not, dude? You hit me. Man, memories are coming in. So, I mean,
jokes like
that.
This is how the pod works. I had so just fucking boom, boom, boom.
One of my big, because I was very big in act outs when I first started. Mm-hmm. So, one of my jokes was, oh, man, I was playing this game. I don't know how this joke goes, but it's like, I used to love this game, Dance Dance Revolution, you know? And I was like, but here's the thing. It's like, it's not really dancing, you know? Like, when am I going to be a wedding? When am I going to be at a wedding? And they play this song, and I come out with, I just start, you know, doing the feet thing. I'm spinning around, and I'm like, what now, babe? You know? And she's like,
you're like, holy shit.
Yeah. But the fucking act out. I mean, I was Dance Dance revolutioning down the whole stage, spinning around, high-fiving people. People would eat it up. Is it a joke? I don't know.
I think it's a joke.
But it was something to watch.
Is it a joke? I don't know. Is it a closer? Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's a closer.
You can't deny that, like, it is entertainment.
Right.
You know? But is it, like, something, like Anthony said, like, is that how you want people to know who you are? You know?
If you go down this road, I cannot follow. I cannot be with you anymore.
Oh, funny, dude.
You're going to a place I just don't understand.
Jeet.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Jeet.
I say this about the closer, and this is what I miss. So you guys are a little younger than me, but I'm sure you still live through the era. But like the 80s comedian, they all needed a closer. And the closer was something big. What was his name? Kevin Meaney. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Kevin Meaney? He used to do, his closer was he would lip sing We Are the World. And he would have like, for every person in We Are the World, he would like pull out sunglasses for this guy. He would like, he would like do a quick chain, whole thing. And it was like a 6-minute song. Ugh. And people would lose their fucking minds. He probably did it for 20 years. Like just the closer. Mm-hmm. Like the people had closers like that.
It was the act. It was like part, like you had to have that. Like even I remember when I was younger, I loved the Kevin James Sweat the Small Stuff special. Which I've watched it more recently.
Right.
Not as I remembered, but it, he had one of those closers.
Yeah.
Where he did like, I don't know if anybody's seen it or remember it, where he like does like a whole long silent act out of him picking out a greeting card or a greeting card for his wife.
Right.
And it's like, he's doing the, it's got like the music and it's like this long ass fucking act out. And I remember it killing me.
Right.
And then when I went and rewatched, I was like, oh, him talking's better. Like,
yeah.
Dude, the fucking, you know, the jokes are better. But I guess, yeah, he came from that time where it's got to be a fucking.
That closer got him King of Queens.
That's what I'm saying.
God, yeah. They delivered. Yeah. You know what, sir? Here you go. Here's a TV show for the rest of your fucking life.
And that doesn't happen anymore. No. Nobody's getting anything off of a closer, but they do get a lot of things by crowd working young girls at comedy shows.
That's what they do.
That's what it is now.
That's what we are.
You're a crowd worker, right? Crowd worker.
It also sounds like a some type of a gangbang. Crowd worker, bros.
Take her outside and crowd work her.
Whoa.
Oh, dude. Oh, God. Greg, well, it's great coming in. Not seeing it. Hey, dude, this is
getting no. Greg, are you a boozer?
I'm a boozer. Not really. I mean, I like to drink.
Yeah.
But I'll have a drink maybe once a month.
You're able to keep your shit together?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't drink till I was like 30.
No way.
Really?
Yeah. And I also got into weed late. I like weed better. I like being high because it gets me like, I'm a fun time. Yeah. I don't eat too much. When I get drunk, I will cheat on my wife. And I don't want to do that. And I don't cheat on my wife, but the drink is saying, hey, man, maybe don't have to cheat on my wife.
Hey, you're drunk. Dude, it doesn't count.
You cheat.
No, you just ordered pizza. They order another slice. Who cares?
I'm a really fun guy drunk, and it's dangerous. Like, I don't mean I'm going to cheat on my wife, but I get drunk, and I just get horny, and I get, like, very, just talk to everybody, and I become really outgoing. And it's a blast.
I mean, to be honest, you're explaining all the positives of why I like drinking. It sounds like all the perfect reasons why I wish we were drinking right now, actually.
My dad's an alcoholic, so I go, oh, I saw you where this road goes. I know the kind of party this leads to. Mm-hmm. So I always kept it under wraps, but I was straight edge for like my whole life and up until I was like 30 because my dad was like, I grew up a lot of shit. And then... I was like, gone. Whatever I was talking about, just fucking walked out the door.
You were straight edge for your whole life, and then you just decided to dump it.
And that's the weed talking.
That's the weed.
That's why you should have stayed straight edge. Hey, you remember that fucking thought.
That's why you don't ever smoke weed.
Yes. Well, I would get drunk. And I like it. I think I was past the prime of like, oh, you'll become an alcoholic. I was like, I'm already 30. I can have a drink. And because I was being a lightweight this is where I was going, is that I love being a lightweight because one drink and I'm like, now that I'm like 42, I'm like one drink, I feel great, you know? And that is so fun.
Yeah.
And I, you know, you get too hammered and you get sick. I wake up also as a dad now, I can't fucking get hammered. I wake up in the morning. I'm an old dad. So I need all of my energy for these two children and a little hungover. I'm like, my kids will die. They'll just die. I'll forget about them. They'll be dead.
Dude, my brother has two little kids now and two little nieces. And I've gotten like rip roaring drunk with him.
Yeah.
And then like gone home, slept at my parents' house and like woken up at like 11.
Yeah.
So hungover. And I'll go back over to his house. He's like, yeah, I've been up since 5:30. Yeah. And I'm like, we didn't go to bed until 2. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, well, you know, the girls just woke me up at 5 and said, let's start the day. I was like, Jesus.
Especially right now, I have a 2-year-old and I have a 9-month-old.
Holy
which
shit,
means
man.
They don't eat if I don't feed them. So I can't wake up late.
Do they require attention? Is that an age where they need a lot of attention?
Yeah, it's like, that's why I was so happy to do this podcast. It's it was exactly the song Layla, distance from my house. I put Layla on.
Perfect.
And I heard the whole song. And the last note, I was at your doorbell.
Layla, so you know what I like about this? I love that song, by the way.
Yeah.
I use it as a good as a analogy for how you have to do stand up in certain rooms.
Ooh.
Like, so if it's like, you know how sometimes, you know, you go out and there's a crowd and you're like, well, I got to do the Derek and the Dominoes version of this set. Mm-hmm. Or it's a lighter crowd, you know, they're kind of chill. Like you were talking about, like the Dance Dance Revolution act out, if that was in it.
Yeah.
You don't do that in the acoustic version. You don't do that in the Eric Clapton unplugged version.
Me and Nathan McIntosh constantly talk about how, are we going rock and roll tonight? Or are we going acoustic?
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes you rock, for me, rock and roll is my best. I'm sorry, it's my wife. She's cheating on me again. It's fine, just let me know. I have a 1 o'clock alarm that goes off. I have no idea. And it just says, go off. So every day at 1 o'clock, kid goes off.
Go off.
So anyway, what a horrible guest I am.
I love the text from your wife that she's cheating on you. or just a ring cam alert. Oh, Fred's here.
I'm fine with her cheating if she just tells me,
just because I want to make sure I'm cheating just as much.
Yeah.
You know, so we're doing equal cheats.
That's fair.
One cheat for you, one cheat for me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know, that's all like an open relationship ever is it's one person just trying to catch up. You know, it's like, oh, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like a dude that's like, fuck, just fucking somebody else. And then he's way too desperate to get laid now. Cause he's going in with that energy. Please fuck me. My wife just fucks him. No, sir.
You should have a, that's a bit bell where we go, ding, that's a bit.
We do have some, we do have some bells.
I'm not gay no more. I am delivered.
We got a couple.
My favorite.
Yeah.
He is a sick puppy.
That's my favorite. Let me say this though. Rude. Let's talk about cheating for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I do deep thinking about this, and a lot of people don't follow me down this path.
Okay.
But are you either of you in relationships?
I am.
I'm not.
You are? I live with my lover.
You don't live in this home.
No.
Oh.
What did you do? We share that bed? You think we're
I didn't really look around.
You got the whole lay of the land, actually. So hey, right when you walk in the door, you see everything in Dylan's apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you walk right in, and it's just one bed, and it's just... Me and Ray, you we could cuddle stand, up next to it.
You could stand in front of his stove and see inside his shower.
Yeah. That's, shockingly, I'm the big spoon. Yeah, it surprises everybody, actually.
So I think about cheating a lot, right? And yeah. Why do you not... Let me ask you, right? You're in a relationship.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, really think about it. Why would you not want your wife to cheat? Or girlfriend. Sorry, your lady.
Oh, that's a good question.
Right?
Because it would fucking piss me off, bro.
Right. But there's a deeper answer.
Well, I think I know.
I feel like that's ours. That's something that's that something we've agreed to share, just me and her, that we, you know.
And I say this, so I think it goes deeper, right? You say that. Okay, well, why would someone agree to that, right? And I let me answer these questions for you because
keep asking though. Nothing will offend me.
But. No,
because I don't want to step on your answer, but I think it's purely your own ego.
Right. What is the ego? What is the, because I think there's multiple reasons here, but what is the ego?
Is it that you don't want somebody to fuck her better than you did?
Right.
And then that she'll leave you for that?
But guess what?
Your friend's finding out.
I'm going to pause. Yeah. I'm going to pause you right there. Let me pause you. You don't want someone fucking your wife better than you. Well, guess what? I know what I am. Everyone's going to fuck my wife better than me. That's not why I'm with my wife. I'm with my wife because I'm funny and I'm nice and we have a great time. All of those reasons. She didn't marry me because I'm the...
You fucked her shoes off.
Because I fucked her shoes off.
Yeah.
I just right out of her shoes.
Which is not a saying. No, I don't know that. Where that came from.
You made it and it's working. Yeah, make it a soundbite.
It's like she was getting hit by a car, dude.
So, but I said it because I... Now, so this. So I can't offer her that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we make love and I love her and we have sex that's very connected and I love that. But if she wants to ride a Porsche, go ride a Porsche. I'm a Honda Civic. I'm reliable. I'm great in the snow. You know what I mean?
Every day.
Ride the Porsche. Like this. Now, okay, why wouldn't I let someone fuck my wife? Because, well, I'm afraid she'll leave me for them. Right? Well, you're going to leave me for someone for sex? Well, then you're stupid. Maybe she's going to meet someone who makes her happier. Well, if he makes you happier, you deserve a better life. Mm. Get the better life. But I'm so confident. I'm so confident that I will deliver a better life that I say the belt is always on the line. Okay.
Oh,
hardcore championship. Wow. You fuck everybody, I'll win it back.
Wow. Oh, wow. So it could happen anytime. Somebody could come in and try to pin
that
her.
That is confident.
and you're ready to go. Yep. And you're coming out with a steel chair. You're coming out with something better. You're coming out with like the Hulu password, the Netflix password, the Amazon Prime password. We have it all. Why do you need this guy?
Dude, now it makes sense why you won't tell us your exact address. I get it.
So you, all seriousness though, you really wouldn't be mad?
If my wife came to me and said, I want to fuck that.
Yeah.
You know what? Go fuck that. Go fuck that.
Wow.
Go fuck that. Now, I don't want to watch because I'm still a person who would be like, I don't.
Still a person with feelings?
Exactly. And it wouldn't turn me on. So I'm like, I don't want to watch this.
Oh, God.
And here's this. I say this from a place. I told this to my wife and she looked at me and she went, well, you know, you can't sleep with other people, right? Anyway, oh, yeah. You're like,
and you're like, that was my plan.
Yeah, it's like, she's like, I sold it so wonderfully to her. You know, it's like, but no, I'm like, I mean, also like my wife and I, like my, you know, my wife, we've had issues with sex and we're actually doing really well now.
Yeah.
Nice. And I'm like, man, if you had this, yeah, what up, dog? Yeah. We had sex 2 days ago. It was amazing.
Woo!
Sick. And we were connected. It was awesome. But I'll say this, like you have sex.
Why are you gay?
You got, my wife goes and has sex with, if she really wants to, and she has a sexual awakening, like, I want her to experience that. I would love for her to go experience that, yeah. Whatever that means. Now, I say that on paper.
Yeah.
Real life, I don't know. I'm yeah. like, I don't know, man. But I like, I'd like to believe that's the better way. I would love to be so confident.
Oh, I don't know, man.
And go, yeah, man, whatever. Go right ahead.
Well, the way that, when you say it and you explain it, it actually sounds pretty honorable.
Right?
You know, you sound like a good husband.
You
like,
do. You sound, it sounds like you're not controlling. You're very, hey, you live your life. I'll live mine. Eventually we'll come together. But in reality, I would be like, I'm uncomfortable with this. I don't know.
I have something else, but it looked like you were going to go, so I want you to go.
No, I'm just going to say one quick thing about like anybody, though, that I will say that I've ever met, and it's probably about four, maybe three, that like lived like a, and I don't think that's what you're saying, but like lived like a polyamorous type of lifestyle. Like one guy, him and his wife were swingers.
Uh-huh.
And I say were swingers because they're not husband and wife anymore.
Oh.
And that's what like that's what always happened is I remember I'm drinking and I'm talking to this guy when he was married and I was like, dude, what like, you know, I couldn't do it, man. I couldn't like sit there and like he's like, man, there's nothing better than watching your wife get fucked and she looks up at you and whispers, I love you to me. And I was like, oh. Gross.
Yeah.
And then next time I see him 2 months later, I'm like, hey, how's everything been? He's like, gone through a divorce. And I was like, why?
Couldn't keep the belt.
She cheated on me.
Yeah.
In private.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Weird. But she gave you everything.
That's a lot of different. There's like two other examples of that I have.
So you know, I'm sure. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think the problem is with that is that sometimes that everything is not enough. Because there is something, I've never been the cheater.
And you also gave them a taste.
Yeah.
And I've now never they want the whole burger.
I've never cheated, but there is something that is nice about it. There's a different feeling. It feels like scandalous. It feels cheating? A little, yeah. Oh. Yeah, it feels like, you know, oh, we're not supposed to be doing this. It's hotter, dude. It is.
Yeah, I've never cheated, but I fantasize about it.
See, I have, and it is that like there's that like that naughty feeling, so to speak, and then followed by the worst fucking feeling on the planet.
Sure,
it's the worst. Worst lie, and it's always and it would always happen where like you know the person that I did it to is like has this intuition where they're like extra sweet. And right. extra nice, or I'm just perceiving it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? They'll be like, hey, I sent 12 cookies to your house.
Right.
And I just want you to know that I love you. And I'm like, holy shit, where does this come from? Is there a camera in here?
You tell them you were sick the night before. I hope you're feeling better. I brought you soup.
I'm so honest with my wife. That's how I was able to come to these terms, right? Because I'm like, well, the big thing that happened is we were talking. I go, when we had our troubles with sex, I was like, I don't want to cheat, but I think about it every single day. Every single day. We're not having sex. I was like, I think about this every single day.
Was that the trouble? It just wasn't happening?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a whole thing. We weren't having sex, but it wasn't just like there were some issues that came along. My wife said I can say that when Me Too happened, it brought up some things that we then had to face. Mm-hmm. And then facing those things kind of destroyed our life, our sexual relationship. But nothing else.
Yeah.
And I was like, we'll work through it. We were working through it. And when it wasn't happening, it was like, I was honest. I'm like, I don't want to, you're turning me into someone I don't want to be.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, and I'm not saying you're turning into me, but I'm like, we need to be working on this. And if we're not working on it, I'm going to fuck up and I'm going to do this. Yeah. And I'm telling you, like, I'm not going to lie about it either. Like, I'll just, the more, I believe just in like 1000% honesty, because it's just easier to deal with problems when you're not hiding anything. But I did want to get back to this point about the cheating thing, which is it like, never mind. What were you saying?
You had something good.
I do. And it's going to come back, and I might interrupt you when.
And then
it comes
I fucked
back.
Up with the swingers thing.
No,
dude.
No, it's okay. It'll come back.
No, I have never. I never cheated, but one time I was in a relationship and like I slept next to someone.
Yeah.
And I remember I was in college, and you don't know how to handle those things. I realize now, like you don't know how to handle it. I was so in love with this person, and I remember I like slept next to like an old girlfriend kind of thing, in a bed with like my buddy and then this girl's sister.
Sure.
And it wasn't, nothing happened, but I remember like cuddling up next to her and I felt so sick
right.
for like weeks after. And then I finally told her and I told her and like, I was just like, oh yeah, this casual, but like, and then I just still felt guilty because I wasn't totally honest. Mm-hmm. And that was really, That was a shitty feeling. But I have been on the flip side where, not the flip side, but like been with someone who has been cheating or been with people who have like, cheating on you, you know, married or the other person where like someone's cheating on their, you know.
And you've been the bull in the cuckold situation.
Yeah. One time allowed. It was, I've told that story before. I think I cut it out when I told the story actually, but, really? Yeah, I was with this person who was like, her boyfriend was like into it.
Oh, yeah. I get that a lot of comedy shows.
It was crazy.
People come up to you and they're like, hey, and they're like, the wife is weirdly flirting with you and the husband's watching. And I'm like, what's happening here? And I realized, these are people who want me to fuck them with them.
Dude, this escalated to like full on intercourse with like pictures being taken and sent to the boyfriend. Yeah, it was a lot. And,
wait, the boyfriend liked it?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Wow. Was super into it.
Didn't just like it. Yes, I was. Dylan, thank you so much for doing me that.
Yeah, no problem.
No, but he came to me, he's like, man, I was like, thought it was cool at first, and then some of the things he was saying made me very uncomfortable. Yeah.
I was like, oh, dude, I was kind of into this. This is cool. And then I'm like, oh, dude, now I'm just thinking about this guy jerking off to me. Yeah, this is so weird.
So I remember what I was going to say, and I just want to, just to bring it back, is that like, so a lot of that like cheating relationship love shit is all very much like a different, I'm not in that relationship anymore. So that relationship has changed in the way of like, we're not breaking up anymore because we have two kids. Yeah. So now it's like, we are in a business relationship, which is to raise these children. And I happen to love this woman and I happen to like, you know, we work on things, but like if she wanted to fuck somebody else, I'm like, as long as you will be here to raise these kids.
As long as you won't leave me after.
Right, because we can't leave each other anymore. There is no, like, I mean, I'd be honest with you, if she was like, hey, I want to fuck somebody else, I'd probably be like, no, we're not doing that anymore. Those days are long gone. Yeah, we have a child. Yeah. We can't risk.
Yeah,
I can't risk a stepdad who might molest my kid. Okay. Yeah. I know that's a thing, but
that's,
I think about that.
Fucking insane. Yes.
I can't risk a stepdad. My stepdad was a psycho who, like, he used to hit us and he was fucking crazy. Shit. And I'm like, no, I'm not having that with my kid. So all those fun ideas, the fun ideas I say now are like, yeah, nah, you, we're fucking, we have two kids.
It's
yeah.
crazy how that my fucking away. Changes, dude.
Yeah.
We also, I have a buddy who's, I don't, sorry. Yeah, dude, it's his all like, it's his colloquialisms, they come out on me. I have a buddy who's like older brother got into a situation. His wife like started cheating on him and then fucking moved across the country, took the kids.
What?
Yeah. And just was like, they were like, yeah. I think like childhood sweethearts and then was just like, oh, I fell in love with someone on the internet and just was like, didn't even tell him like when. See, oh, I'm going on vacation. And then got there and was like, I'm not coming back.
See, and this is brutal? Her problem. And this is the problem with most relationships and not most, with a lot of people I know who whatever, is it's like, well, my wife is amazing. But the thing about it is that like, we'll work on it. Like, hey man, if you don't love me anymore, people think that you just fall out of love. Like that's bullshit. If no one did anything wrong, then it's your job to fall back in love.
Yeah.
I fall out of love with my wife 3 times a week. I don't think she's been in love with me ever. I don't know why she's with me. I think she's just brutal low self-esteem or something. I don't know what happened. We always make this joke. Like, this is a joke I used to do, but my wife's ex-boyfriend punched somebody in the face. The guy fell, went into a coma. Her ex-boyfriend went to jail while they were dating, and my wife went, I'm not dating anyone like that again. So she dated the action figure collector with asthma who's overweight. I go, that is how I got my wife at a discount. You know what I mean? Like, so I see, like, so, you know, I mean, I'm fine with. Dude,
she's out of my league. That's the movie, literally.
Right.
Well hung.
So good.
But I mean, people forget it's like, you know, especially with the sex, I've had this trouble with sex where, like, even when she was like, okay, I'm going to try, and then sometimes it just didn't feel passionate or weird. And it's like, you forget sometimes. It's kind of like doing it acoustic. Like, you're just doing it acoustic.
Yeah.
Bring the rock and roll, baby.
Yeah.
And sometimes I got to bring the rock and roll.
What are you doing? You get lonely.
Yeah. So you got to rock and roll that pussy, bro. Is this a clean cast? I hope I can be clean.
Nah, yeah, it's not. You know?
We're like balls deep, and you're like, rock and roll that pussy. Was pussy too much?
Yeah. They discontinued these action figures, by the way. I think they just decided they're no longer doing those.
Really?
Yeah.
These are all Rays.
Those are your Rays? The Iron Man, the Stealth Iron Man, the Black Panther, US Agent.
I love the US Agent. He's a cool looking figure. I wanted to, you know what I recently, my girlfriend actually bought me that was really cool. Not to get into too much action figure talk here, but when I was a kid, the one thing that I always wanted for Christmas and never got it because it was really hard to find was the Superpower Superman figure, the original one. And then they just like remade them.
Yep.
And she got me that for Christmas. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, story. He's hard to find again. So there's a really great store in Astoria. I'm going to show you a picture right now.
I think I've been to that store.
What's it? Is it called?
It's a kind of a mess in is there.
It's like an Asian man named Paul.
Yes.
It's called Toys and Variety.
Yes, I've been there.
And they just have it's like weird bootleg book bags, and then just every action figure made in the past 20 years.
It's a mess in there.
Really? Where is it? No,
it's right on Steinway.
Yep. I think, yeah. It's my favorite place. I love that guy. He's my boy. I'm going to show you this picture.
You think that anything's... Nah, never mind. We're not going to talk about Paul. Is it stolen?
What?
Anything they're stolen?
No, I know how he gets his stuff. He had a... It could technically be stolen, but But he used to know a guy...
Defame Paul, did.
...in China who would get them from the factory. And that's like he's always got everything early. So he had like a direct contact to like the people in the factories.
Dude, it's like sneaker selling.
This is
how these guys get, 50 pairs of sneakers unreleased.
Yes.
It's crazy.
So first of all, this is my... I'll just show you this real quick.
My mom actually found me that Superman, though. Like, I have, a beat-up, destroyed version of him somewhere.
Yeah?
She bought it at a flea market. She saw it years later, but got it for me when I was, 15, and I was I wanted to make him fucking fight.
Too little, too late.
Wait till I show you this picture. I hope you know what this is. It's very exciting for me. And, look, I apologize. I'm going to find this, and the
podcast... No, this is great for audio.
I know. We're drowning right now.
Well, hopefully you're... Hey, and don't even think about knocking us down a star if you're looking at rating right now.
If you're watching on YouTube
Your kid's life is at stake
here. If you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment about how you feel about this part of the episode.
I'll just tell you.
You can't find it?
I mean, I could, but I'm getting nervous.
No. I'm just fucking with you.
Don't get nervous.
Dude, I had my only really passionate, this action figure. Well, I did the WWF,
I love wrestlers, dude.
I was super into wrestlers.
Which ones though? What year? Are we talking full rubber, no articulation? Are we
I
talking
think we're the talking like era? Probably what would be like, I was in sixth grade, so 2000
that would be like the
2002.
That would be like
maybe?
The Jax figures. Yes. That's like arms cracked.
Yeah.
In between the ones that you could put on like the Titantron, mm-hmm. and their music would play.
Like they would have
dude, that was like huge technology.
The actual set, so you'd have like SmackDown, have Raw, and then you would like set them up. Like I love that.
Dude.
But before that, the one passionate one when I was in like kindergarten, first grade. Power Rangers
were
huge. And my mom got me the Green Ranger for Christmas, which was like...
The flip head one?
The flip head.
Yeah.
And it was impossible to get. You would go and they would have a million Pink Rangers and a million Black Rangers and then no Green Rangers.
Yeah, of course, he's the best.
I got it, dude. My cousins broke it the first day I got
what?
It. Yeah, it was like Christmas Day. And that's why my mom's like, well, I never made you share your toys really after that.
I remember.
You got to share, but there's special things that you can be like, no.
I remember, I don't want to bring down the mood, but I remember my cousin had a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese and somebody bought her the Black Ranger, who was also a black dude.
Yes.
And her stepdad made her take it back.
No. No. Wow.
That didn't bring down the mood at all.
So this is my son's favorite toy.
Because the Ranger was black.
Of course, I get it.
Sorry.
This is my son's favorite toy, and it is my actual one from when I was a kid. This is the...
Oh, shit.
The Superpowers Batmobile. So this is the Batmobile from that line.
Yes.
Where you push a button and the bumper shoots up.
Dude, that looks... I feel like I might have had that.
That's like 1984-ish, right?
Everyone had this.
That? It looks so familiar.
Every single child... every block had one. So one kid on the block had the Batmobile.
Dude, you bringing out the mobile today?
Yeah.
You bring it out. Yeah.
The only ones I could ever find as a kid is I had a Penguin, mm-hmm. a Joker, and a Lex Luthor. And I couldn't find any of the superheroes.
Yeah, yeah.
People were fucking hanging on to those. I just had a bunch of bad guys running around my crib.
Yeah, because back then, they just, whatever the store got.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys were, the people who worked there would just take them anyway.
Oh, dude. If you're like an adult working at a comic book store or a toy store like that, of course, that's the reason you're working there.
Right.
To be like, yeah, that's not even going to make it to the shelf.
Yep.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. I collected the, I didn't really have, how old are you?
I'm 34.
Oh, wow. So you're actually pretty, those were before your time.
Yeah. So my
You had older siblings.
We would go to like that's where I would get. I wouldn't buy them in stores. We would get them in like flea markets, and we would go to like things like because they didn't have like there was no like action figures really in between that were like good superhero shit.
No,
because like and then I had like older siblings, you know. So like that's I was always into like the older shit.
Yeah.
So superpowers were around like early 80s.
Yeah.
And then we had the like when the Michael Keaton Batman came out, they had a lot of really good Batman figures that were a little bit better. And then, but I remember, so I got into toy collecting because I didn't drink, right? So all my friends would go out and they'd have a beer. And I went, well, if they're going to have a beer, they're going to waste $6 on a beer. I could spend $6 and get an action figure. And then I have a thing, right? Like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, I want a really good Spider-Man figure. And I was looking around for this specific one, but it was literally I went looking for it. And it was the day Marvel Legends, it was called Spider-Man Classics, which was precursor to Marvel Legends, which are the figures I collect now, which nobody knows what I'm talking about. Listen to this podcast. Yeah. It's totally fine. But it was like a Spider-Man figure that had, at the time, I think it was 36 points of articulation, which was unheard of. You know, that figure has 4 points of articulation.
What does that mean? Five? Like movement?
Where it can move, right?
Oh, yeah. So like fingers, joints, like that kind of shit.
Yeah. So that one there has no knees, no elbows. Yeah. It's just arms, head, legs, right? Mm-hmm. This one would have a double knee joint, an ankle pivot,
okay.
Elbows, shoulders, shit. Head, full rotation, right? So you could put them in all the Spider-Man poses.
Awesome.
I bought this thing and my brother, the $20,000 later, I'm sitting in front of you with a fucking storage space full of every Marvel figure that's fucking come out. I've got like, it's psychotic. I love the new G.I. Joe. But as I went through this, other people were going through it because our generation loved toys.
Yeah.
So we got older, we love them again, right? And so they start putting little things out and I need it. But now it's like, no, anything you want, you can get. Like if there's a guy you like from the 80s, you can get that. Someone will sell you a better one than was made in 1985. It's amazing.
How many do you think you have?
There's no way to know.
I
have a storage space that's probably half the size of this room and is
God damn.
Probably like 5 feet high in bins of figures.
And all are you in still packaging? Collecting?
No, I open every single one. Wait, what was that?
In packaging. That's what I
have some in packaging
yeah.
because sometimes I would buy one and then forget I bought it and then bought another one. And like, and during COVID, it was just packages were coming.
Yeah.
But I open every one. And I pose them because every adult should, this is so crazy, every adult should play.
Yeah, I agree.
In some way, it gets your imagination going. Well, it's huge.
I'll tell you this, and I forget what comic actually did a joke about it, but it like resonated with me because I remember me and my like boy used to play action figures all the time. And I called it playing men, which sounds gay now.
My mom used to say, pick up your men.
Yeah.
Get your boys.
Well, now my nephew plays guys. He's guys. Guys. And we would play, and then I remember it was like getting to be like about like seventh grade, and we're playing the one day, and he's like, look, we're already like starting to talk to girls and shit. We started drinking and shit, and like he was like, man, you're not feeling this anymore, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not, dude. This is lame. But I was still. So I think I played with action figures in secret until I was probably in like 10th grade.
So was he.
And
yeah.
So was he.
I got to ask that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
But I like it was so weird because there was the thing of me like I was going out, getting like blacked out drunk, smoking weed. And then the next morning, just like fucking Superman's fighting Batman.
Do you know that what you're saying to me is my yesterday? That's exactly what I did this morning.
I love the thought of Ray just being hungover, being like, all right, we gotta fucking who's invading Metropolis today?
Especially now as a dad, where like fun, it comes in limits. Yeah. Very like I'm with the kids, it's stressed, and then I walk over to my toy shelf and I look, I just got this Ninja Turtle set that is selling retail $400. I got a half off because I tell people I'm a reviewer and I try to get these reviews out. I try. I tell you guys, I'm trying. It's just real hard, you know? And I look
real
at them.
Tough.
It's tough. And I go, Leonardo, your articulation. I love how they made you different from the other turtles. They could have used the same mold and they made it different. And they have like these effects. Dude, it's like Michelangelo has like a spinning nunchuck effect. It's like what they're doing with toys, that's unbelievable. And I just look and that I get a little smile, I get a little dopamine drip, and I go, God doesn't exist. When you die, there's nothing. Nothing you ever do will ever really move forward than the people who die around you. Nothing we do is matters. We're all in hospice. Get your little morphine. And my morphine is G.I. Joe, Marvel, Ninja Turtles, Star Wars. That is my morphine.
Wow. Well, you make me feel a lot better because I always think about that. I think the same day that I lost my virginity, I still had like a recreation of a Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Rock match with my action figures. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, all right, she's gone. Just let's get after it.
I got to tell you,
she's coming over. You're putting a sheet over. You're like, hey, hang on one second. I got to clean up.
You've unlocked. You've just unlocked some fucking cores here, some core memories, right? So now I'm in the open. I don't care. Collecting action figures, there's more people who do it.
Yeah.
It's a thing now, but it wasn't a thing. And I was doing it
like, when I think 40-year-old virgin, I think, made it probably in the zeitgeist very popular. You could make money and all that shit.
That was them trying, but when I watched it, I went, that doesn't sell for that. What are you talking about? Yeah. This isn't how we act. This isn't us. This was a poor presentation. But I would say that, like, even like really that time, it was still passe. That's why the movie was good, right? Passe, is that the right word? I don't fucking know.
Sure.
So I used to date. I had all these action figures, and I remember I would date women, and they'd come home, and I would take everything off my shelves. I would take everything off my shelves. I would put it in a room. The room was blank. Right. And I remember this girl going, when are you going to put shit in here? And I went, I'm a minimalist. And I like nothing. I keep this shit. If I have to move, if I have to be on the move, I'm on the move. You know, like,
what is it? De Niro and Heat. The Heat's coming around the corner.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't like things. What are we? What are we then? We die and you're just your things. Right. Then she would leave and it was like, and a full action scenario set up. A poster would come down.
That's so funny.
And then she's like, I forgot my coat. And you're like, here. You like crack it open and throw the coat out.
What I'm about to say seems like a bit. It's not a bit. This is exactly what she said. One day I'm in my room and I go into the bathroom. I come into my room and she was in my room. My roommate let her in.
Oh my God.
And she is surrounded by just toys everywhere. And she's always, what the fuck is all this? And I was like, these are my men. These are my men, and I love my men. And she goes, you've been lying to me. And I'm like, I've been lying to you. It's just not something I was ready to share. And she goes, so when you said comic convention, you didn't mean stand-up comedy. And I went, nope. And she said, so when you were dressed up, you don't mean like a shirt and tie.
And I was like, Captain America, baby.
Yeah, and like,
oh god,
the fact that she said that was annoying because like I know you totally know what I meant with about a comic book convention, right?
Yeah.
And I'll also say this, that comic convention I went to dressed as Captain America. On the train home and there is I haven't told this in a while. This might be a little racial, maybe a little racy. Sure. There's this old lady on the train, an old Asian lady, and this other dude, just like a mysteriously race, you know, and you're like, but you're something.
Yeah. I don't
know what he is, he's just whatever he is. Three black girls get on the train and they start yelling. They just do being crazy, right? And they're in the Asian woman's face, just doing like fucking voices, like being really fucked up, right? And I'm sitting here dressed as Captain America going,
do you have a shield?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I go, well, what do I do? I'm Captain America. I was like, I think I got to do something. But if these women attack me, I can't be in the news as a guy who shit his pants as Captain America. So I'm like, what do I do? Do I do something? Maybe I just whip my shield and be like, does anybody want to get off? You know, like, I don't know. Before we start here, before I beat up a bunch of 14-year-old black girls, does anybody want to get off this train? So I'm like, what do I do, right? So
holy shit.
So I'm like, what do I do? And right before I could do anything, the other mysterious race guy stands up and he goes, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Get out of her face. And I'm like, and I'm like, all right, this guy. And he's like, you fucking do this. You get past you. That is someone's mother right there. And he's screaming. And everyone on the train, we're all going, he's our hero. Like, he can, he's our man. Nothing he says could be wrong, you know? And then he just goes, hey, you know, I am right. Because white is right. The train stopped. He said, I don't know exactly what the words were, but it was something along the lines of white is right. And he rhymed it. That's what I do remember. And everyone was like, fuck.
Oh, my God.
And even the Asian lady was like, fuck it. That's fine. Whatever. I don't really care. And me, I'm like, man, Captain America. I'm like, I guess I got to fight this guy now. I got to fight the Red Skull.
My guy.
Red Skull. Goddamn Red Skull over here. And so that was that.
That's so funny.
This story didn't have a beginning, it just faded to black with them continually like yell at this Asian woman.
That's always the best though, is when like you meet somebody new, but like kind of like randomly, like you'll like saddle up to somebody at a bar and you're bullshit and you're like, ah, this guy seems pretty cool, and it's cool. And then he drops the bomb.
Yep.
Like that, like, hey, you also racist? Trump fucking rips, doesn't he? You know, you're like, oh, God damn it.
Oh, this dude. Guy,
me and him disagree on everything fundamentally, actually. We both just like Coors Light.
So I'm gonna admit something to you now that I shouldn't admit. And maybe I wish I was a better person. I was on the road with a comic, and you know, long car ride. He was the headliner.
Sure.
N-word. And I'm like, actually, you know what? I'm lying about that part. He didn't release the N-word. It was the event. He was just like, he was lightly racist.
Sure.
Right? Because you know, and no one talks about the way that, you know, not lightly. He was racist, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm in the car and like, I can't take a stand. Yeah. We gotta do the gig. He's still gonna pay me. So now I'm like, well, maybe I'll be a little racist now.
Dude, you're not. I mean, it is self-preservation. You know, it's kind of like,
you know what they do. I know what they do.
What are you going to be like? You know what, sir? Drop me off on the side of the highway. I'll take the train back because I will not stand for that type of talk between men.
My move is just a quick subject change. I'll be like, is this Layla?
You think I didn't try? You didn't think he just kept bringing it right back? I swear to God.
That's what you're like. You're like, oh, is this Layla? And then he's like, you know what? I agree with Clapton. I agree with what he says about what's going on in this country.
Oh, I swear to God. I was like, hey, you watched Friends last night? I'm gay. And he was like, full steam ahead.
You know what I like about Friends? All white.
Yeah. They had it right with their casting. You know, like, God damn.
And I wasn't just saying things. I was just like, yeah, you know, I get it. Oh, brother, you know them. Like, I wasn't saying it, but I wasn't disavowing.
Well, silence in that situation
is violence.
That is true. Yeah. No, it usually does get them to be like when they're on their rant, they like kind of are just like he's agreeing. You know,
if you knew the comedian, because you know the comedian, I'm not going to say who the comedian was.
You can guess who the comedian was.
But I'm like, if you knew the comedian, you'd be like, oh no, my silence meant nothing. He just, I mean, I was silent before. Like, he wouldn't let me get words in anyway. So it was just kind of like, well, all right, I guess I'm in this car ride with this rant. And this was pre COVID. So like, I mean, now I'm sure this guy is full in anti-everything, all that. But anyway.
Oh, that's so funny, dude.
What are you gonna
do? We're already at an hour. That was great, man.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah, dude, that was fucking awesome. Dude.
I'll be back next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, anytime you want to come back.
Anytime, man. You're just a Layla away.
Yeah, just a Layla away. Tell the people this will be out next Wednesday.
Oh, so I have a special called Nobody Presents Greg Stone.
Yeah, we should have talked about that earlier.
Please watch it.
Fucking put it in the...
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah. Where is that? YouTube?
It's on YouTube. Awesome. This is a big thing for me because I'm proud of it.
Hell yeah.
I'm able to watch it. I can't. It's very hard to watch yourself, you know.
Yeah.
But I watched it with the people on the premiere of the YouTube premiere, and I was able to sit through it. And I went, you know what, Greg? I'm choosing to I'm choosing to not hate myself.
That's awesome.
That's very good for me. So I'm very excited. That's huge. And I think the reception's been pretty good.
Hell yeah. Awesome, well, go check out Greg's special. Subscribe to him on YouTube as well. So you know when the next one drops too.
Yeah.
You know, stay tuned and. Me, you could find me at Ray Zawadney on all social media. Subscribe to my YouTube, Ray Zawadney, and catch me here every single Wednesday. The Troublemakers. I've talked to
once. Are you telling people to listen to the podcast they just listened to?
Once I hit a certain hour,
yeah.
I just kind of have a stroke, and I'm only good. I'm like a wind up toy.
I really wish I could see the stats of how many people turn it off as soon as we do the Astros. They go, let's wrap it up. And
you just promoted this podcast.
No. I said you could catch me here every Wednesday. Maybe they don't know I'm always on. You know?
They don't know this is your podcast? This is your podcast, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
I like Greg.
I'm sorry. I find this hilarious that you're like in a restaurant. You're like, you guys should try the food here. Like, we just ate. We had a great time.
Well, you know what they say at the end of, you know, like a game show?
Yeah.
They would say, hey, and tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. Let me start over. Actually, let's start. Greg, let's start with you. Greg, where can people find you?
You can find me 3 blocks away at my house. And here's how you get there. You come here. You play Layla. go in any direction, if you try that enough times, eventually you will hit my house. Because that is the exact amount of time it takes to get there.
Perfect. And make sure to follow Greg to his house. And you can catch me here at Dylan's, just hanging out, having some soda. And we may or may not do a podcast next week. I don't know.
Oh, boy, dude. Oh, man. You can follow me at Dylan Krasinski on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. And at Troublemakers on all those sites. We post clips, you know, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6 times a week. Go follow Greg, and we'll see you next week, baby.
Good night.